fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Devall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Today is September 21st, Miniature Golf Day. It's just like regular golf, only everything is smaller, except the balls. Hey, facing down the deadly blades of a tiny windmill is not for the faint of heart on Miniature Golf Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Have you been outside? It is amazing at 7 o'clock.
Stand by for News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden says Ruth Bader Ginsburg should not be replaced on the Supreme Court until after the presidential election.
If Donald Trump wins the election, then the Senate should move on his selection and weigh the nominee he chooses.
What a bunch of crap.
President Trump says he'll announce a nominee this week who will get a vote in the Senate. Missouri Republican Roy Blunt says about a timeline.
To get it done before Election Day, everything has to work, I think, pretty precisely.
Senator Blunt on CBS Face the Nation. A man who shot and killed a Black Lives Matter protester in Nebraska, now charged with manslaughter, killed himself outside a medical clinic in Oregon.
Last Tuesday, a grand jury formally charged 38-year-old Jacob Gardner of Omaha in the death of James Scurlock, who Gardner shot May 30th during a protest outside Gardner's Omaha bar. Gardner claims self-defense.
Fox's Sal Giangrasso. America's listening to Fox News.
This is what I hate about the news. WACV. It is 7:05.
Hey!
Hey, I talked to that because I am a student at the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting every morning, right around 6:35.
Yeah.
Quick mention, you during, I believe it was when we were on TV, we're talking about the video cassettes. I think everybody that's lived a little life has video cassettes somewhere that, well, first of all, even if you had a player, would you be really comfortable, especially if whatever is on that tape might be something that's irreplaceable, you know, family memories and so forth. Why take the chance? Get it to Dan Black Studios right now. News Talk listeners get 55% off all camcorder video transfers at Dan Black Studios. 55% off. If you contact them soon at 279-6036, 279-6036, that's time to get those ready for Thanksgiving company or Christmas time, which would be an awesome time to watch some of this stuff for the first time in many, many years. Dan Black Studios can also transfer 8mm and 16mm films, slides, photos. All of those things that were developed with chemicals are slowly saying one thing in unison.
I'm dying over here.
So before it's too late, get them to Dan Black, 279-6036, a full-service video production company. Visit danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
I'm listening to the carnage going on just over there. Microphone number, whatever mic that is, or three. Wow. Our forecast is looking really nice on this last full day of summer. That is right. I mean, gosh, we dreamed of current conditions like this with 63 degrees right now. Comfortable and breezy at times today. Boy, it sure is breezy this morning. High temperature in the middle 70s with east winds 15, occasionally gusting to 25 miles per hour. Low tonight in the upper 50s. First day of fall tomorrow, Tuesday, with fall officially beginning at 8:31 a.m., the autumnal equinox. I just love saying autumnal equinox.
Did you have did your tire pressure gauge go off on your car?
It did not this morning.
It did for me this morning.
No, it didn't. Cloudy at times tomorrow, mid-70s for a high. And then we have to deal with some tropical downpours. 1 week after we dealt with tropical downpours from Sally, how about Beta starting to influence us?
Beta.
With scattered showers and thunderstorms possible.
Like a fraternity's coming towards to get
Wednesday. Hey, your little sister Gamma wants to see you, Beta. Tropical downpour starting Wednesday night and a better chance Thursday, Friday. More showers on Saturday with the high temperature back to the low 80s by then. Right now, this morning, with east-northeast winds at 17, gusting to 24 miles per hour, it makes that temperature of 63 and that very low humidity amazing at 7:08.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm sorry. At almost 7:09, our friends at Plumbing by Luquire are open. In fact, they were open at 609, 509, 409. In fact, they're always open for business. They're ready to take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a holiday, even in the middle of a weekend. And they'll do that because plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. So give them a call at Plumbing by Luquire, 264-9666. They are now my go-to plumbers. They are so proficient. First of all, you call the dispatcher, and they'll give you kind of a ballpark time. We'll be there a little bit after lunch. Then you get a phone call that the technician is on his way. And then he diagnoses the problem, sits down with you, and tells you what the problem is, and you get upfront pricing. In other words, he's going to quote the price, and that's the price you're going to get. There's going to be, we found something else we had to add. No. That's not the way it works at Plumbing by Luquire. And by the way, the whole house plumbing inspection is great peace of mind. I got it in my house. They check all your plumbing inside and out. Took about 35 minutes in my 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and that's good to know because I've known of at least two on my street problems where people have come home from a trip, maybe a weekend trip or a vacation, and come home to a flood where everything's ruined in the house because they didn't know of a problem that was lurking. And in some cases, that was a water heater upstairs in the attic, and it corroded and it broke. They can spot these problems and fix them before they're a big problem. 264-9666, Plumbing by Luquire. or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Today being Batman Day, we have the option of playing a special Batman Day edition of
Truth or Baloney.
Yeah, well, I mean,
sound like fun?
No. Yes.
Whatever you decide.
I'm down for it.
You're the captain. We're just...
I always get that job, but nobody feels like...
We're just underlings.
Just along for the ride, so to speak.
Well, we're underlings.
Let's see. Here's a little news item.
Okay.
People are spending more time with friends than family. I guess because of the pandemic. Study found that people are happier when they're spending time with their friends than when they're spending time with their families. Here's the catch. The main reason is because the majority of things we do with our friends is fun, but with our families, we also do stuff that's not fun, like chores and so forth. The majority of time we spend with our friends involves doing something that could be described as amusement. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We have your local news and random facts. And this is a two-part convoluted introduction today.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so to really appreciate both, you got to hear them.
Oh, I see. They're a set. It's a set.
It's a match set, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked really, really hard on this, too. Plus, a new quarantine this morning. And, boy, this is, you know, I will wear the mask where they're required. And in a medical office, especially, no complaint. I go to the cancer center, no complaint.
Yep.
But there are other places where I am so tired of the steam. You walk into some businesses, man, and exhale, and you're completely blind in a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. And our next quarantine deals with that. It is 7:12. We have your local news next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery Sunday morning. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. Right now, no arrests have been made. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 130,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,200 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now above 750. And President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster in three Alabama counties battered by Hurricane Sally. This declaration makes federal funding available to help people pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Could go out to a restaurant or drink beer at a baseball game. Could order an Uber to drive my drinking friends everywhere. Really wish that we could go back before COVID was in the air. But this year's a pandemic.
2019.
And now,
it's Jay Scott, known as the Prince of
Random Facts.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. All rise, your prince is here. Did you know... and you... I thought that was Chase. It was his chew toy. Did you know, it takes approximately 75,000 flowers, which need to be plucked by hand, to make 1 pound of saffron.
I'm just mad about saffron.
I knew you were going to do that.
Am I that predictable? It's time to go away.
If you hadn't, Rich would have.
Yeah.
He totally would have.
Good.
That one of those, that line was going to come out of one of your two.
We are partners in corn.
Yeah. Of course, Rich isn't here at the moment, but I guarantee he would have done that.
He's trying to keep Chase from doing a little in his office, you know that.
This is why saffron is so expensive. A pound of saffron can run $1,100.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cost plus 10, though, at food outlet.
But understand this. The flowers that the flowers that they got to pick for this thing, the 75,000, they're only in bloom for 2 weeks out of the year.
Jeez.
Yeah. What do you know about saffron?
What?
I think it goes well with... I don't know. What about saffron?
We were just talking about saffron.
Isn't it mentioned in Mellow Yellow?
Yeah.
And I didn't disappoint.
No, because I said it takes 75,000 flowers that have to be plucked by hand to make 1 pound of saffron.
75,000?
Yes. And he said he's just mad about saffron.
Oh, so I did. I was right. Mellow Yellow.
Yes, and I thought we probably would have said it simultaneously.
I figured it was going to come out of your mouth or his, one or the other. Did you know there was a Persian king? We'll just call him Khan because I don't know the rest of the game. It's Aga Muhammad Khan, but Persian king.
His buddies call him Ag.
Yeah. He ordered the execution of two servants. They were being way too loud, and he said, well, you're just going to have to die for that. However, it happened to be a holy day. So he had to postpone their execution by a day.
What a nice guy.
And made the servants return to their duties and like, we'll kill you tomorrow. Go back to work. Well, during the night, those two servants murdered the king in his sleep.
Wow, see?
Yep.
The moral of that story is, if you got to kill somebody, kill them today.
Don't put off tomorrow.
Don't put off tomorrow what you can kill today.
What you can get done today. Did you know that more than half of all mushrooms consumed in the United States are grown in a small town in Pennsylvania?
No.
Did not know this.
On account of why?
I don't know.
What's the name of the town?
Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Why do you think that would be?
Right combination of moisture. That would be one thing, because they grow in cold, damp areas.
On account of, you want to know why?
Did you know, by 1930, doping was so prevalent and accepted in the Tour de France that the organizers felt compelled to inform the cyclist in the official rule book that, quote, drugs will not be provided. You have to provide your own drug.
Wow. I remember concerts in the 70s that would have those signs, too.
Go to Pennsylvania, get your own mushrooms. Did you know of Bishop's Castle? It is it's the largest one-man architecture project in the world. A guy by the name of Jim Bishop has been building by hand his very own castle in the mountains of Colorado. Stone Castle is 16 stories high. It's got cathedral windows, spiral staircases, iron walkways, and apparently a fire-breathing dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a picture of the castle here that he has built.
News talk. I'm Jay's secretary. Hello.
Jay's secretary.
Oh.
Maybe more on that accident, actually, Phil.
Everybody knows we can't afford a J secretary.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Or I said something wrong.
The reason Pennsylvania has so many mushrooms is they grow them over abandoned coal mines.
Mm. Oh. So that works, I guess?
Yeah.
And the other special kind of mushrooms involve cows and hot days.
See, that's why mushrooms, you know what they call the base? It's the shaft. And the mushrooms grow over the shaft, abandoned in the coal mine.
Did you know?
Stand by for news.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you know that spiral staircases were installed in fire stations in the 1800s? The reason for this was because apparently the horses that would pull the fire engines, anytime they were cooking, the horses would make their way upstairs where they were cooking because they smelled the food. Spiral staircases prevented them from doing
this. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I see. Imagine the horses going up the stairwell. Yep.
Hey, did you ever watch The Three Stooges where they're firemen and Larry goes to jump down the pole and pulls him back up by the hair? I've always laughed at
that. Hey, have you ever gone down a spiral staircase fire pole?
I've gone down a fire pole.
Yeah.
And I've climbed, but never in the same place.
Okay. All right, my dad was a volunteer fireman.
I'm not kidding.
Name a hit song by the Spiral Staircase.
I love you more today than yesterday.
But only half as much as tomorrow.
Half as much as tomorrow.
Thank you. That's my complete knowledge of spiral staircases.
Let me tell you something.
Did you know, out of the 24 seasons of The Bachelor, only one couple is still together?
Well, that's a real high success ratio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you know? I'm trying to think. Supermodel Eleanor Roosevelt.
Who is, by the way, not...
not a good-looking woman.
She worked as a DJ in 1957 to raise money for the March of Dimes. She took requests from kids with polio.
Yeah.
Aww.
And she was playing records from Elvis to Harry Belafonte to...
Stacking those wax.
Yep. Yeah. Had a face for radio.
Hey, Eleanor, what are you wearing?
Did you know the cookie dough that is used in different forms of ice cream for cookie dough ice cream type stuff? That stuff is heat treated and pasteurized. It is unable to be baked. You can't pull the cookie dough out of... cookie dough ice cream, and then put it on a sheet and bake it.
Oh. Well, I've never really thought about trying that.
Right? I've never considered it either. Coming up, we're going to talk about a man by the name of William Higginbotham.
Oh.
And we're also going to talk about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's going to be a big topic of discussion in the days ahead.
I remember when I found out what SCOTUS means whenever I'd see SCOTUS in a headline. You know.
Oh, that's what it means. You probably thought it was a naughty part.
I broke the SCOTUS.
SCOTUS is showing.
I got a scratch on my scrotum.
SCOTUS, not SCROTUS. 7:20.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
At the moment. It's a Monday. It's hard to stay focused. You know what I'm getting for my birthday?
What?
A bicycle. Just like when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I
like a 10-speed or what do
no,
you
No, a real basic bike. Yeah. Nothing fancy, but...
Wear a helmet.
With my history?
That's why I'm saying wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet. I don't know. I feel like such a dweeb with a helmet on.
I've just...
Well, isn't it a law?
But this has become my... is it?
I don't know. When I was...
Pretty sure it's a law.
When I was exercising by using the bicycle around my neighborhood, I never wore a helmet.
Okay.
But, you know, it was just in my neighborhood type stuff.
I don't think there's going to be a SWAT team that descends on you.
Well, I think they have one with my name on it at Montgomery Multisport. But the reason I'm able to do this, because I need to lose a few pounds. I need to get some regular exercise. And there's so many things that are not good for me because they could. So I thought, I'm just going to get and take. You got a nice neighborhood. Take bike rides around the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna have a cigarette in one
hand. That's right. I'm here for my health, baby. That'll be me with the helmet and the
cigarette.
Look, I'm lighting this one with no hands.
Puffing around the neighborhood on your bike.
But the reason I'm able to do that is I've been going to Dr. Terry at Infusion Cryo and Laser and getting laser treatment and acupuncture done on my left knee, and it's ready. It's ready for action, which is great. Couldn't have done that otherwise. He's great, and so is acupuncture, one of the many services that can enhance your life. Jeez. At Infusion, the laser therapy is so easy. You just lay there for 15 minutes. They focus the area where they want to send the blood to help assist the recovery of a pulled muscle, whatever it happens to be. In my case, it's a ligament they want to strengthen. You don't feel anything other than the great result that you get. We're both doing CryoSkin 3.0, which is a cosmetic improvement. Cold exposure can aid in the reduction of cellulite with incredible results. But again, it's another thing. During the session, you can lose up to an inch off a waist or whatever targeted area they're working on, but there's no pain. It's totally non-invasive and incredibly effective and a fraction of the cost of actual cosmetic procedures. And Juvelite therapy that can help with joint pain and inflammation.
I haven't done that yet, but it looks interesting. How long do you stay in there?
About 15 minutes. It's you know what? It's like being toasted, and it is so comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Not too hot, just warm enough, the Juvelite.
And that's all the light you have in the room, right? It's just kind of a reddish glow?
That's it, yeah. These are simple. It doesn't take all day to enjoy them, but the results are immediate. Infusion Cryo Laser. Talk to Ryan Turner, Lori, any of the great staff there. 296-1662 if you'd like to arrange a consultation. And many of these procedures are available on a package basis so you can save even more money. 296-1662 for Infusion. 728, traffic, and then we're back with part two, the follow-up convoluted intro to Random Facts.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've had an accident that's been plaguing us throughout the morning on I-65 southbound, just past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We're seeing traffic backups now almost to Cobbs Ford Road. You'll need to be in the two left-hand lanes to get around the accident. The good news is we believe they've taken care of the injured people that were there, and we do have a wrecker on the scene. Hopefully, they're going to be moving this vehicle before too much longer and opening that up. Around Montgomery, we're just very busy everywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will definitely keep you updated on traffic. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rising games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derek Coliseum Clearback Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Tonight, Fox Premier Week kicks off with a night of women who are strong, smart, and not afraid to kick your first. Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba partner up for the broadcast premiere of LA's Finest.
LAPD, time's up.
Then, Kim Cattrall stars in TV's most deliciously soapy new drama, Filthy Rich.
I've dealt with a lot of bastards to get where I am. These three will be no different.
Tonight on Fox 20.
The big media are afraid of David Horowitz's new book, Blitz. But Donald Trump Jr. says bypass them and get Blitz, now a runaway New York Times bestseller. Mike Huckabee, Mark Levin, and Rudy Giuliani all say you should get it. Blitz says Trump has a big surprise coming soon. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer for Blitz and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 21st, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Stephen King.
One more push. Here comes the baby in. Oh, man. That scared the crap out of me.
Stephen King, a star is born.
And now, that's the prince promoted to the king of
random facts.
Now I am your king.
See, in one show. You went from commoner to prince to king.
I've been watching, I never finished. I started season 3 of The Crown way back when.
Yeah.
And saw the first episode because they did that time jump with the different actors,
right?
Actors,
yeah.
And stuff. And then, but yeah. I've been picking back up on it.
Did you finish it yet?
I'm not. I just got to where Prince Charles had to go back to Wales to learn. He had to learn to speak Welsh. They wanted him to speak Welsh for his investiture or whatever it was. I don't know.
Isn't it amazing they had to change the cast because of the time jump.
But oddly enough, I guess instead of going from season 1, season 2 to season 3 and having a kind of a break there,
yeah,
this cast has grown on me now. I'm okay with this.
Oh, yeah, me too. And one more thing. You mentioned the Challenger thing
on
Netflix.
Yeah, only the first episode.
Oh, man.
But you
it
saw
is must-see TV.
Yeah.
4 episodes. Wow. Stuff I didn't know.
I heard it.
I thought I knew, but I didn't know.
I heard that it wasn't exploitive.
No.
That it paid the respects that it needed to pay.
Yeah.
But that
it was well-balanced.
It does not go easy on NASA.
Well, but it also explained why NASA did what it did.
Yeah.
The pressure they were under.
Yeah. Did you know a man by the name of William Higginbotham?
Okay.
was apparently the man who made the world's first video game. But he was also a member of the team which made the world's first nuclear bomb.
Wow.
The first video game that apparently the world's first video game was called Tennis for Two. It was a game that was played on a oscilloscope.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really old school.
Yep. And finally, did you know the last time the number of justices on the U.S. Supreme Court was changed?
1940?
No, 1869.
Huh.
The Judiciary Act of 1869 set the court to 9 justices, which has been the number of justices ever since. I'm curious, what was the number prior to that?
The first time that they replaced somebody during an election cycle was the last time was 1940, is that right?
It's happened before. It's happened 29 times. Here's the thing. The difference between Obama and nominating Merrick Garland, Obama was a lame duck president with a Republican majority in the Senate. Trump is not a lame duck. He may not get reelected,
right?
But he's still not a lame duck, so he's got to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
There was no chance that Merrick Garland was going to get... So they, rather than put him through it, as others, Neil Bork and others have found out, so I think they will. I don't know if it'll get done before Election Day, but...
Usually government is so slow that it sounds like it's a pretty daunting task to do in such a short period of time.
Harry Truman was the last. Oh, and by the way, the same people who are telling him not to nominate somebody, the same people who are telling, hey, Senate, do your job, approve this guy.
Those are your random facts.
Wingfinger, winning word of the day is coming up in just a moment. On this Talk 93.1 FM, yesterday I went to Food Outlet and took advantage of a number of this week's specials, including... I bought myself one of those 8-pound bags of potatoes because 8 pounds of potatoes, and that's a sizable bag. I'm going to make skins. Later this week, you guys can look forward to potato skins with cheese and barbecue sloppy joe inside with another layer, a sprinkle of cheese, chopped onions, and sour cream for
dip.
And you're going to love that. I think I'm going to make that for Friday. Picked up some ribeye steaks at Food Outlet. Got a 3-pack of those. Those are $7.85 a pound. Good breakfast-sized steaks. Boneless pork chops, $1.67. But I also picked up the usual, like chicken tenders. They're big chicken tenders, not scrawny little things, and they're $2.99 a pound. So a package of about 8 or 9 really good-sized tenders is about $5. You can't beat it. Bluebell ice cream. I did not buy Bluebell because we are watching our weight. But I watched others who did it. $4.98 for the full half gallon.
Watched others who did it.
Well, it was busy in the frozen food section yesterday.
He stood there for 25 minutes.
People called security.
Well, I was just...
The man in the trench coat over there?
I wanted to see if they had... I was doing my research. They have that new flavored fudge...
the fudge brownie decadence, whatever
it
was?
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Ow!
Food Outlet also has Raisin Bran, the big box, 24 ounces, $2.94. That's about $2 cheaper than the big change. You're going to save money in every single department every week. It's all cost plus 10 at Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet in the preferred community on Main Street, west of 31. And I will see you on Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, we're going back to the first random fact we did, where it takes approximately 75,000 flowers needed to make 1 pound of saffron. We then started singing lyrics of a song. What was the song that those lyrics belong to?
Okay. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Hurdy, dirty man.
First person with the correct answer wins. Now, due to a difficulty, we are unable to bring you traffic with the skipper.
What? Did not what?
You mean the remote upload is not working?
So let's go straight to the helicopter for an update. How's traffic?
Bad!
Thank you.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right.
What's your last name?
Let's go to Kutar.
Hey, what's up?
Sounds like a country.
Hey, guys. Mellow Yellow. They call it Mellow Yellow.
And that's, and who's the artist on that?
What's your last name?
Well, you didn't say it. Dan, I know, but I can't think right now, Rich.
Okay. All right. It's
it starts with a D and ends with an N, and it's not Dion.
It starts with a D, ends with an N, and it's not Dion. He also has songs called, like, Hurdy Gurdy Man.
You're a winner!
Oh, man, I can't think.
That's all right. That's, you won. We only asked for the name of the song.
I'm excited over winning this, but I can't think.
That's okay. You're still a winner. Yeah. It's Donovan.
Donovan
Leach, to be
exact. For bonus points.
Who's that?
For bonus points, what was Donovan's last name?
You know that's a dirty song, don't you?
It's a horrible beverage. That's all I know. Hang on, Cooter.
It's Leach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think this is somebody that has been through a tough... Is this you, Beth?
This is me.
Hey, how are you?
Well, you sound
good.
In fine voice. Are you better?
I'm much better. Thank you so much.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
You have a follow-up for Beth?
I do. Half of the mushrooms grown in this country are grown where? I can take the state. You didn't have to give me the county, but I'll take the state.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that. Oh, no.
It's the same,
I knew that.
Same state where the guy says, on a county, you want to know why?
Ohio?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Specifically.
Pennsylvania, that's right. I lived in Pennsylvania for a while. I'm sorry.
What part of Pennsylvania?
I lived in Butler, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh. I worked downtown Pittsburgh for a 52-person law firm.
Do you know where Chester County is?
Chester County? I don't.
Okay, that's where the mushrooms are growing. Now that's more Ohio.
This is called the Pennsylvania Polka.
Yeah, well, Parma, Ohio is the king of...
All right, Beth, it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Try again tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Goodbye, guys.
All right, take care.
And Jesse would be very happy to hear that Beth called as well. Anthony!
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, Rich. Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, 24 seasons of the show The Bachelor. How many couples are still together after 24 seasons?
That would be one single solitary
absolutely.
Couple.
Wow.
Correct.
You're absolutely correct.
Yep.
Excellent work. You get an extra entry in this week's grand prize drawing. All right, now hang on a second. I have some catching up to do. Because this...
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Nana. A, because you should call your Nana. B, because so many of the great recipes they serve at Baumhauer's, newest addition to the culinary food chain of the River Region, Wing Fingers are from Nana Baumhauer's actual recipe book, which is really cool. So Nana... N-A-N-A. It's not a government agency. It's Nana. That's Grandma. She is your winning word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to be caller number 7 at 272-9228 with Nana. You don't have to have your Nana with you. Just say the word, and you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. 744.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's not officially fall yet. Not for another 24 hours and 45 minutes. But on this last day of summer, it sure does feel nice outside. This is the weather we've dreamed about for months after such an oppressive summer as far as humidity and relentless heat. We're loving what's happening outside. Comfortable today, breezy at times, with a high temperature in the middle 70s, east winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 25, well, gusting to a little over 25 at times. Low tonight in the upper 50s. First day of fall tomorrow, cloudy at times, high in the mid 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are becoming more prominent, I think, by Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, and that's because of Tropical Storm Beta that will be edging our way. It may be a depression by the time it gets here, but we're going to be on the wet eastern side of it, some more tropical downpours, just like we had last week in the middle and latter part of the week. Cloudy at times with temperatures. Well, I think we'll be back in the low 80s by Saturday. Right now this morning, east-northeast winds at 17, gusting to 24 miles per hour, making that 63-degree temperature feel like fall at 746.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hey, we have new emojis coming. Aren't you excited?
What are they going to depict?
I don't know. What are the new ones?
Let's see. The emoji rollout for 2020 was botched like everything else this year. So the timeline got pushed back.
Yeah.
There is a pinching finger hand, a ninja, and a mousetrap too late for last week, right?
Yeah. And we could have used that.
Let's see. Also coming.
Hey.
Emojis of couples with a heart between them.
Hey.
Let's see. And you'll be able to get those couples in almost any race, creed, or color you so desire. A man and a woman with a hipster haircut and beard. A heart wrapped in bandages. Heart on fire.
Wait a minute. Heart wrapped in bandages.
Meaning a wounded.
Oh, my heart is wounded. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Something to that effect. Also, in the same, a heart on fire.
A deadly combination!
It can be.
Do we already have a mask on emoji on the face?
Doesn't say anything about the mask here. Although, I was watching a clip. Ugh, this is so ridiculous. On Quick Pitch the other night.
Yeah.
And it was Mr. and Mrs. Met, their mascot.
Yep.
The mascots were all at the games, no fans. And the two, Mr. and Mrs. Met, are dancing around wearing masks. And for some reason, as a fan, I wanted to shoot them, but it was, yeah, I mean, come on.
I like the teams that brought their band to the games this weekend. Did you see any of that on SEC football? I mean, not SEC football, but football games. No. They actually had a band. They were social distance, but there was a band.
No football for me until next week.
I got you.
And a Duncan and Son Predictathon at the end of this week on Friday. Quick check on traffic, and then when we come back, another quarantine on a problem many of us have had with cooler air and humidity.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They have cleared that accident on I-65 southbound. Things should be rolling here in just a couple of minutes. If you're stuck in the backwash, everything should open up momentarily for you. Around the Montgomery area, we're busy on all the boulevards. Atlanta Highway congested down to Madison Avenue into downtown. And we've got a lot of action going through the interchange in downtown Montgomery on 6585. Going to be a whole lot of people rolling into Montgomery here in a few minutes when they get by that accident. Buckle up and be careful. We'll keep you updated. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhart Prattville. Stop by and check out the great selection. Reinhart Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay. Reinhart Prattville, stop by and check out the great selection. Reinhart Prattville, they're on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery Sunday morning. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. Right now, no arrests have been made. President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster in three Alabama counties battered by Hurricane Sally. This declaration makes federal funding available to help people pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 130,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,200 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are above 750. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It happens at the supermarket and the gym. Doesn't matter where I'm going or where I've been. Every time I have to wear a mask, I know it's gonna happen again. Yes, it is. My glasses start fogging up, fogging up. I can't tell where to fog and walk.
Excuse me.
Everything is fogging up. Did I hear a lady talk? A lady talk. Do you know which way she walked? My glasses are fogging up, fogging up. I can't tell where to fog and walk.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. In addition to just the...
hey, Chase.
What a photogenic boy that Chase Thomas is. He's something else. The thing, you know, I wear them where they're required.
Yep.
I really try to keep it to a minimum. I'll bet there's businesses that have probably lost a little money because people are, if you got to wear them in to shop, for example, you want to get in and out as quickly as you can.
Or how many times have you walked up to a business all the way from your car, maybe even far off, and then said, oh, I forgot.
Do you go back and get it?
Of course you do. I do. I mean, but how many times have it... Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. It's... But, you know, here's the thing. We're 6 months into this. 6 months. It's affecting everybody mentally. You can tell if you work in talk radio, too. Today is Batman Day. So next hour, we are going to play a Batman edition of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, which is really cool. Also, a study has found out... Now, where am I going to find the Fonz? Where the heck did I put him? I had the Fonz in our system for a long time and then threw him out and then brought him back. But there's a difference between texting somebody A or texting somebody...
What?
B.
Have you ever received a reply in a certain situation that's just a yes or a no and you were disappointed because... There was no enthusiasm apparent with an exclamation point or some type of...
That or the thumbs up just makes me so angry. Just that's your reply to the paragraph I just sent you? A thumbs up?
Well, now, I do send out a lot of thumbs up on stuff that listeners send.
Right.
To let them know I've read it. I got it. I saw it. Thank you.
But on something that you're expecting so much more for... You get a thumbs up.
Speaking of technology, there's a new app called Mole. Basically, it lets you hire anonymous strangers to work as your spies.
Oh?
You can go on the app when you want to see live video of a certain location, and somebody who's at that location will get a few bucks to live stream it back to you.
Is Mole?
Yeah.
Sponsored by the KGB?
It sounds like it. Well, let's say, you're not certain about somebody and you want to find out if they're really doing what they're doing, you can use the Mole app to have somebody check it out for you, because the person that's trying to conceal something from you is going to recognize your car, right?
Right.
So, it's just a thing. I'm here to tell you what the crap that's going on. Top unpaid jobs that we have taken on during these uncertain times. Chef. 50% have said they've started cooking more. And look what it produced for show. He wanted to learn how to cook. Now he's the king of the key lime pies.
Yeah. Cooking is fun. It's rewarding, and it's not hard.
40% of people have spent more time tutoring. 40% have become dog walkers, daycare supervisors. Handyman, that's something I will never be.
No, me neither.
And others, chauffeur. So, there you go. Fall coming in tomorrow, right during this show.
At 8:31 Central Daylight Time.
We will have a countdown to celebrate its arrival. All right, so think about Batman. Next hour, you'll have a chance to enjoy $10 of great dining at Seafood Bistro by playing True the Baloney with us. Keep our number handy. It's 272-9228. If you don't mind waiting a few minutes, you can call now if you'd like. Kaiser Fine Furniture has been a very, very busy place the last couple of months because, A, a lot of folks have had extra time around the house and found out, you know what? Now that I have to spend more time in this chair or that sofa, I'd really like something more comfortable. And that's what they're doing. Plus, back to school and so forth. Kaiser just added somebody who's really amazing. I did not know the extent of her fame in the furniture area, but Dale Thornell has become part of the team at Kaiser. We've talked about Stella and Cheryl Pitts quite a bit. It's always great to go somewhere where you know somebody on the inside who can give you a focused visit. If you're just interested